Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He is a Weber Grill champion. It is Doug Badger. Thank you for coming in, first of all.
Of course, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Say your real last name, Badger. It sounds like
I got lucky.
Yeah, you did. What is a Weber Grill champion?
It's basically you go through a training process where you have to log hours and, you know, practice a lot of meats on the grill and go through some training courses, and it takes some time, but
really,
yeah,
it's rough stuff, man. Isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's very rigorous. Yeah.
Did you grill growing up? Because my family grilled all the time, and my father burned everything on the grill because all we had was a charcoal grill, and he threw it on when the flames were still going. You had to wait.
Oh yeah, I grew up with a Weber gas grill in the backyard.
Okay,
and, I kind of got into charcoal on my own, so I do a little bit of both. I tend to prefer charcoal sometimes
because of the flavor, right?
Yeah. But the thing with the Weber Genesis or the Spirit gas grills, we have the flavorizer bars in there, so that really helps get that kind of charcoal flavor when all the grease drips off the meat out of the flavorizer bar. It adds all that flavor.
Where do I put those? I have the Weber Genesis. I want that flavor. Do I just throw it right in the middle, and where does it go?
The grill has the flavorizer bar in there already.
I guess I need, it's what, 4 years old? I need something. I mean, I want the hickory taste. You know what I mean?
Well, you can always add wood chips to the gas grills if you're really looking for that extra wood flavor. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Don't you want that?
Well, a lot of people prefer that, yeah.
Biggest mistake people make is overcooking their food, isn't it?
I'd say overcooking or even undercooking. Weber does make a Bluetooth-enabled thermometer called the iGrill. They have an iGrill Mini, an iGrill 2, and an iGrill 3. It really helps with that. I'd say probably more than 80% of people when they go out to grill are really not sure. They're not really confident about what they're about to do.
That would be me.
So.
I mean, I love grilling, but if I'm cooking chicken, forget it. If I don't have a thermometer, and it seems like it never works.
Right. You're cutting into it. You're poking it. You're wondering. you're watching people eating it. Like, hey, is it okay?
Why is it not okay to cut into your chicken?
Well, all the juices go flying out of it. So with the iGrill, you have the meat probe in there.
Yeah.
And they have a free app that Weber developed. So all you do is tell the app that you're cooking chicken.
Of course
chicken.
You have an app. So you can just look at your phone and find the temperature of your meat. You don't even have to get off the couch.
Yeah, all the USDA stuff is all preloaded on the app. So all you do is put the probe in, and it tells you when the chicken's done. Your phone starts beeping.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, you focus on your beverage. You don't have to focus on the grill.
What do you cook chicken to? What temperature?
165.
165? Yeah. Okay, how about pork?
All that stuff is all preloaded into the app, so you don't even need to know that stuff. When you use the iGrill, it tells you exactly when it's done.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I can get that online. Piece of cake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the recipes are on Weber, but like I said, the iGrill itself has all that stuff on it already.
What about pork? Is it okay to have it a little red in the middle?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of up to your preference, but I do know that you can do pork medium now. It really is up however people want it. You can have a little pink in there.
Do you go pink pork?
Yeah, the tenderloin, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Not a butterfly pork chop?
No, when I'm cooking, usually when I'm cooking pork, I'm cooking for the wife, and I try to make it a little more well done for her.
Okay.
So,
can you see how serious I am talking about meat right now?
I know.
I mean, look at my face.
Yeah.
I am serious talking about meat.
Yeah.
Steaks on the grill.
Well, I mean, it really depends on what cut you're doing. I'm a ribeye guy, cowboy steak all the way, bone in.
Big flavor.
Really depends on what you're doing. I always look for the marbled steak. And with the Weber,
the fat gives it more flavor.
People don't know. Exactly. Yeah. So you're going to be cooking that direct on the grill. You get one of those really big, thick steaks, and you want to do that indirect where you're going to have the steak off of the direct heat.
Right.
Kind of bring it up to temperature, and then right at the end, it's called a reverse sear.
Okay.
And then right at the end, you throw it right on the direct heat, get those nice grill marks, and you get that nice, perfect steak on the inside.
312-981-7200. Doug Badger here is a Weber Grill champion. You get on the air with a question. You qualify to win the Weber Spirit 2 that we're going to give away before 3 o'clock, and the USDA steaks from International Meat Company. We're talking about steaks. People put their steak on the grill, and I feel like they keep flipping it. You just have to leave it on one side and then flip it. What are we talking, 7 minutes each side?
Yeah, like again, it kind of depends on the thickness, but yeah, I'd say probably about 4 or 5 minutes a side. The average steak's going to be about an inch thick, but in my house, I always have those perfect grill marks, so yeah, I do one side, and then about halfway through, I give it a little quarter turn and get that perfect little X on there. That's just as important to me as getting that perfect medium rare on the inside. So.
I had no idea that there are certain ways that you have to have your grill marks, and there's a certain way to put the steak on a plate. It's the bone facing you. Is that right?
That's new to me, Pete. That's
the bone has to face you. I think when you go to a restaurant, I think the bone faces you.
Oh,
pay attention next time.
Yeah, I will.
See, Doug, you're learning. I'm teaching you today.
Yeah, here we go.
312-981-7200. Carol, you're on the air with Doug Badger. He is a Weber Grill champion. What's your question?
Hi, Doug. Okay, so I have an old Weber grill.
Okay.
And my question is on the lid, on the inside of the lid, so the underside of the grill.
Sure.
The black part seems to be peeling off.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if that I should scrape it all off and use like a high heat spray paint that's made for like ovens and redo it, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I have good news for you. The inside of our grills actually are not painted. So the peeling you see, what that is called carbonized grease. It's essentially a buildup inside of your lid. So what I'd recommend you do is actually take the lid off of the grill. They have little pins in the back. If you take the lid off, you can kind of scrape all those loose flakes out of the inside. Just use some warm soapy water and a cloth, and you can clean all that out of there. You'd be surprised. It'll actually look brand new if you get it nice and
clean. God,
you're good. Oh, I know.
Damn.
Okay, I will do that. I don't want to throw these grills out. I got two of the same kind, and I cook on them all the time. So.
Oh, yeah, don't throw them out. That's just a buildup. It's totally normal. Just get it cleaned, and you'll be good as new.
Carol, hold on. You qualify to win that Weber grill. Let's go to Tim. Tim.
Hey, my question is, which hardwood has the most delicate smoke flavor, or, you know, just a delicate touch or kiss of smoke? Would it be hickory, oak, pecan, et cetera?
I would say hickory is probably your most delicate smoke. I know with pecan and oak and mesquite, a lot of people will say that's a bit too strong for them. So for the people that really don't like those really, really strong smoke flavors, I tend to do hickory and then the fruit woods with the cherry and the apple, a little bit of combo there.
Excellent. I'll go out today and get some.
There you
All right.
Go.
Hold on, buddy. Okay. 312-981-7200. What about a smoker? Are you a fan? You smoke, don't
big
you?
Big fan. Oh, yes.
What do you smoke? Do you smoke your turkey on Thanksgiving?
I've done that, yeah. Anything that'll fit on the grill, I'll smoke.
Okay.
But I have a few smokers at home, all different sizes, so depending on the party I'm throwing or the grill I'm... Or the,
if you're making brisket, mm-hmm. which you can't overcook or it's going to taste like a shoe,
well, right.
What do you cook that puppy in?
I'd probably put that in our Summit charcoal grill.
Okay.
It's Weber's new Kamado style. It's a double wall air insulated charcoal grill. It works awesome. Basically, I just put a little bit of charcoal in the bottom. It holds the temperature all night for me, and it comes out perfect every time. I love it.
My neighbor's got one of those pellet things. Do you like the pellet ones?
Weber doesn't really dabble on that. I haven't really cooked on those before. I know they kind of have their niche, but you know, I don't really know a lot about the pellet ones, to be honest.
How about brats? If I'm boiling brats in beer, mm-hmm. do you do that? First of all, I hear boiling, you don't boil meat because it takes the flavor away, but brats, boil in beer?
Yeah, I usually put the brats in beer. I've tried a couple other things. I've done apple juice and ginger ale mixture before. It adds a nice sweetness to it. I use beer all the time as well. I boil them before. Get them nice and tender. I boil them for about 20 minutes and throw them on the grill just a few minutes aside, and they're perfect.
That's it.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Really easy.
You don't want to overcook them.
No.
All right. Weber Grill champion Doug Badger in studio with us. Ed, what is your question?
Yes, I have a grill with the iron grates, cooking grates, and I'm having a problem cleaning it, and there's rust buildup.
Rust on the grates. You just have to get new grates, right?
Yeah, so I'm assuming that this is a Weber grill. I know with most of our cast iron grates, they are porcelain enameled. And our cooking grates now, our porcelain enameled cast iron cooking grates, are warrantied for 10 years. So I don't know how long you've had the grill. That's a new thing that Weber's been putting out, that extended 10-year warranty. But I would definitely check with Weber's customer service, find out when you bought the grill, and see if the warranty still stands on it. I do know that it's not really a big problem to have some surface rusting on your grates. It's not really going to affect much as far as the process of cooking and how your food's going to come off. But if it's just kind of bothering you, you don't like the way it looks, I would just kind of recommend replacing the grates. There's not much you're going to do to be able to reverse the rusting on that.
You're unbelievable. I mean, this is right off the top of your head. You have no notes, nothing. Well, I mean, this is
I can good. Do this all day.
Doug Badger in the studio. Well, this is your job. I hope you can do it all day.
Yeah.
A Weber Grill champion, Doug Badger. How about corn? How do you cook your corn on the grill?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Because let me tell you how we do it. My wife makes some type of juice. I don't even know what's in it. And then we wrap it in foil and you cook it for, 30 minutes? You put it on indirect heat.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Okay.
I usually just do butter and season it inside. You can't go wrong with
All
butter.
Right.
But the quick way, I usually just leave it right in the husk. cut the silk off the end, you know, that extra silk that's hanging off.
Right.
Just cut that off. I put it right on the grill. The outside husk will get black, but the inside of the corn is perfect.
That's it?
Oh, yeah.
You don't wrap it in foil?
No.
Do you, you douse it in butter or anything?
Well, when it's done, you give it a nice little run in the butter, a little salt.
But you're cooking it. You're not putting anything on it?
No. Well, the silk and the husk keep it really moist on the inside. You don't need to at all.
Damn.
Yeah. Try it out. It's really good. It's super easy.
When you eat your corn, do you have those little pokers at the end, or you eat it with your hands?
Sometimes the corn doesn't even get a chance to get the pokers. I just eat it. Yeah.
What about other veggies? Do you put it in the foil?
You can do that. We have a bunch of different size veggie trays.
Just to let everybody know, you can't see this, but Doug's looking at me like, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
No,
what do you mean, put it in foil? Just put it in the pan.
Veggies.
What are you doing?
Well, we have different veggie pans, so depending on how much you're doing, we have a huge one that takes up half the grill, or we have smaller ones if you're only doing a few peppers and onions or whatnot.
Okay.
But the foil's a good way to do it as well if you don't have a pan on hand. You just wrap it in foil, again, with a little olive oil or butter, a little seasoning. It's perfect.
Got it. All right. Tim, you're on with Doug Badger, the Weber Grill champion. What's your question?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good. Hey,
I want to know, basically, first of all, I'm going to do like a three-parter here. How much charcoal do you know? How much do you know when to use? And when you use it, when you get it started, how do you know when to actually start cooking on it? And then the last part is, what's the best charcoal I can buy that'll last the longest for me?
Well, whenever I'm cooking with charcoal, I pretty much exclusively use a chimney starter. I don't know if you're using a chimney starter, Tim. If you're not, I definitely recommend going out and getting one. Use a chimney starter in conjunction with the Weber lighter cubes. You just put one cube underneath. It takes about 20, 25 minutes, and the charcoal's ready to go. Whenever you do the pile with the lighter fluid, I just don't like that. It messes with the flavor. If you don't let it burn long enough, you have that lighter fluid taste. So I definitely recommend just fill the chimney starter. Depending on how much you're cooking, if you have a larger grill, just fill it up all the way. And then what's nice about the chimney starter, when you go to pour it in the grill, you can pour it nice and even and flat to make sure you have a nice even heating surface. A lot of people make the mistake of kind of making an uneven surface, and then they have hot spots on their grill. So when you're cooking with charcoal, you want to make sure you have a nice even surface. And to answer your second question, as far as the briquettes go, Weber does make, they just came out with natural hardwood briquettes. It's a 20-pound bag. They cook really, really well. They burn for about twice as long as the normal briquette. So it's definitely what I recommend. I use it on all my charcoal grills, and pretty much since I started using those, I've cut back my charcoal consumption by a lot.
The lighter fluid taste, you don't like that? I do Bear's tailgates, and my brother Ed is usually in charge of the grill, and I feel like if it's not hot enough, he's throwing lighter fluid on there.
Yeah, I don't prefer the lighter fluid taste, but you know, I'm not that picky.
I mean, when you're half in the bag tailgating for the Bears, it really doesn't matter.
A little mustard, a little lighter fluid.
Doug Badger in studio with us, the Weber Grill champion. Coming up next, you're having a big sale on grills this weekend where Weber is picking up the taxes that we're going to talk about in a second.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to talk about cleaning the grill, because that's where most of us are. I haven't cleaned my grill yet, and I need some tips from you.
All right, let's do it.
All right, 312-981-7200. If you get on the air, remember, you qualify to win the Weber Spirit 2 plus USDA Prime Steaks from International Meat Company. As I lose my voice, it's 720 WGN. In studio with us, the Weber Grill champion, Doug Badger. How about that? How do you think the president likes his steak?
You know, I don't know. I haven't really given much thought to that.
What do you think? I mean, a New York guy?
He's a well-done guy. But
really?
No, I don't know.
How do you do your steak?
Well, again, it depends on the cut, but if I'm doing that classic ribeye cowboy, I'll throw it on my grill nice.
I don't even
hot.
Know what that means. The classic
the cowboy
ribeye
steak, they call the cowboy it the bone-in ribeye. Yeah.
Okay, the bone-in.
Yeah, the bone-in ribeye.
I never knew they called it the cowboy.
Well, yeah.
I know the Kansas City. Isn't that a 56-ouncer or something? The big Kansas City?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so
medium
for,
rare.
Yeah, well, medium
yeah,
rare.
Yeah, you go medium rare.
Yeah, so I put the steak right on the high heat. I have it on direct cooking, probably about 450, 500 degrees. You know, 4 or 5 minutes aside.
Okay.
Again, I told you I do the quarter turn in between to get those perfect little crosshatch marks.
God, that's great.
That's advanced stuff, but I mean,
this is, you know, this is a great visual today. Before the break, we talked about you guys are having a sale this weekend where Weber's picking up the taxes at Ace Hardware.
Yeah, well, it's actually it's a tax savings event at the local Ace Hardware. The Aces are picking up. So it's a tax savings at the local participating Chicagoland Ace stores. So it's a really good opportunity to get your Weber grill. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so the 27th, 28th.
So if people need a new grill, they could win it on the show today or go to Ace, and Ace will pick up the taxes.
Exactly. Yeah, you got
that's
it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
How do we clean our grills? I haven't touched my grill since last fall.
Okay, so this is you're firing up the grill for the first time. What I recommend people do, obviously you want to do this in the fall. If you're not going to cook throughout the winter, you want to make sure the grill's nice and clean before you, you know, put it away for the winter. So you want to make sure the inside of the cook box is clean, get that all scraped out.
Right.
Make sure the burners are clear. You can take a clean stainless steel bristle brush and just brush right across the portholes of the burners to make sure.
You get nice a new one every year in case the bristles come off?
Yeah, I get a new one every year because, I mean, I put
$7, come on.
I put it through the ringer. It's always dirty by the end of the year. So, yeah, I usually replace them. It's smart to have a clean one because if you're using a dirty brush all the time, all you're doing is moving the dirty stuff all around.
Do you have the backup propane in your garage just in case you got people over?
Always got to
have. You got to have the backup. Yeah.
Well, our propane grills have a scale on them, so you know how much gas is left usually, so you try to plan around that. You know,
I love that. Why did it take so long for that? Who invented that at Weber? I'm going to give them a hug.
Well, they've had the tank scales on the Genesis since 85. They had those. They're just basically based on the weight. So you put it on the scale, and the tank tells you how much is left.
I love the Genesis grill. Love it.
That's what you have at home, right?
Yeah. That's great. I call it the Cadillac. There it's just wonderful. My own time, have a beer, get a cook. It's nice and peaceful. Doug Badger, Weber Grill Champion, thanks for coming in, man. I mean, you're a smart dude when it comes to grilling.
Thanks, but you're a smart dude when it comes to radio.
Well, thank you for that. All right. It's 720 WGN.